This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is the sound of now on Joy 94.9.
Welcome. Thank you for being here. My name is Triana. This is the sound of now, the very best new music in the world, all in one place. The special guest host tonight is Jackie. Hello. Woo. Welcome.
Thanks Hello. For being here. Thank you so much for having me in the Joy 94.9 studio.
Now, Jackie's picked out a few songs that have come out this week that you've been a big fan of.
Yes.
That you want to share with everyone. We're going to play some of your music, including that brand new song of yours, System, which is a belter. Jackie is a Melbourne artist, out and proud, singer-songwriter. You got a brand new song out called System.
Yes.
And alongside that song, what we've got you to do this week is to pick a couple songs that have come out that you're a big fan of.
Yeah.
And get you to tell us what it is you love about them, why you picked them. And the first one you've picked is this new one from Aishwarya and Vic Mensa.
Yeah, so Aishwarya, she's a Melbourne-based artist that is just blowing up. She's hip-hop, pop, Indian melodies that are infused, and she released this new song featuring Chicago, Illinois rapper Vic Mensa, and it's called To The Night, and it's just amazing.
And if you're not familiar with Aishwarya's work, she does this really cool thing where, like, you know how it used to be, like, you do a slow kind of verse and then an up-tempo chorus to kind of trick people out? She seems to be doing the opposite. She'll do, like, an up-tempo, like, a fast verse, and then you're like, okay, where's this chorus going to go? And then she, like, rips it back out. She's like, nope.
Slows it. Yeah, almost. The tempo changes. Obsessed.
So, do you want to introduce the song? You can do it.
Yeah, this is Aishwarya featuring Vic Mensa, To The Night.
Glad we finally got to play that in full, because we played it last week. We ran out of time, so we had to cut it off halfway through. And now, thanks to Jackie, it's been given a full run, and I'm so glad for that.
That song's so sick. She's going to, trust me, she's going to be a huge ass pop star someday.
Yeah, she's on the way up.
She's on the
clearly.
Way.
And I feel like once you get that name, Aishwarya, like, you got to put that into whatever
Iconic.
Music service you use.
Iconic.
And just get into her music. There is so much there to dig into. You were saying you loved her song Biryani.
Biryani, yep, Coming At Me. Just bops after
There's
bops.
There's so much in there to dive into. Big vouch. And you can get those links, by the way, on our website, joy.org.au/thesoundofnow. There is a Spotify playlist there that's got all the songs we played tonight and all the songs we're not going to get time to play, because there is a lot to get through tonight. Jackie,
yes.
You're in here. I figured we should play some of your songs. And I wanted to play maybe not your new one right now, but a little while ago you released What's So Good About Brandon, which is a very different energy to the new single
very
System.
Different.
So,
very.
I mean, people who, I'm sure we played Lockdown Lover. I'm sure we played
They'll definitely play it once, I
which
think.
Which was like the song about how you want to, you know, get involved with someone, but, you know, while in lockdown, right?
Yeah, while
we all connect with. Like,
Follow
we all
the
get
rules.
It. What's So Good About Brandon? A little bit more of a heartbreak tune.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
So, tell me what's good about Brandon.
Brandon and who did he break your heart?
Okay, so Brandon is actually the other guy. He's not actually the person who broke my heart. Like, the guy who broke my heart is the one I sing about most of the song. But I just felt like I was constantly compared to this dude named Brandon, because I found out there were a thing while he was meant to be seeing me, and I was so upset about it. I was like, I know what the song title is going to be.
It's Brandon's real name.
He's a real guy. Yeah.
Does Brandon know that he's in the song?
I think so. In a music video, my friend Ash, he played Brandon, and Brandon actually follows him. I'm so sorry. This is so petty.
No, you know what? I kind of love that it's that petty. And don't we all want to have a song written about us?
Oh.
Look, what a flex for him to be able to say someone wrote a song about how good I am.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he must be satisfied with that. I'll give him that satisfaction. All right, I'll give him that satisfaction.
All right, let's hear this song from Melbourne artist Jackie. It's called What's So Good About Brandon. Sorry, we're just in here jamming so hard to Jackie's own song.
Too hard. Too hard.
Forgot to switch on the mics. That is Jackie, spelled with an X, we should say.
Spelled with an X.
J-X-C-K-Y.
Not Jexy.
Jackie with a silent X. My God, that's so extra. The song's called What's So Good About Brandon. Video clip for that, man. It's on our website, joy.org.au/thesoundofnow.
Hell yeah.
It looks like, is that one of the kind of like the COVID, you know, we shot it like super socially distanced from everyone sort of thing?
Oh, no. I wish I was like that cool to do that during lockdown. No. That was like right after stage four lockdown. And I released a song and I was like, let's do a music video. And we did it all in one day. It was crazy. Hectic stuff.
So you chose to be that far away from everyone in the video, like after you didn't have to. Is that what you're saying?
Maybe. Like in the pool scene, I was quite distanced, you should say.
You're on Joy 94.9. This is The Sound of Now. Triana here. Co-hosting tonight is Jackie. He's a Melbourne artist. We've already heard his track, What's So Good About Brandon. This week we've got... Sorry. Can we appreciate that? Heck yeah. It's like a... Heck yeah, it's me. I'm Jackie. Jackie has picked out a couple songs that have come out this week that he's a big fan of, that he wanted to spotlight. One of them is from a fellow Melbourne artist.
Yeah, so this next song I picked out was a song that came out last Friday. It's by Michael Butera. He's a singer-songwriter based here in Melbourne.
He's been at this for a while, right?
He's been at this for a while. And I believe he's also a queer artist as well. And he had a new song called Space Alien come out. And it's amazing. It's just really beautiful. It sounds like it should be in a movie. That's what I told him. Yeah.
So Space Alien.
Space Alien. It's an intriguing title. Like, but you got to hear it. You got to hear it.
Have you two worked together? Do you know each other? What's the deal?
Yeah, so we're from a community called the Real Songwriters of Melbourne.
I've heard of you lot.
Yeah. So that's how we kind of know each other. And we would just connect online. And yeah, that's how I found him. Yeah, he's great.
If you work together or are you just in this community?
No, we're just in this community. But I'd be down to work together. I'd be down to collab.
Who would be the dream collab for you?
The dream collab for me... oh my gosh, my friends already know is Taylor Swift. I'm sorry.
It's gotta be, right?
It's gotta be.
God, you know what? When she dropped the Fearless.
The Taylor's version, the other week.
I was like, you know what? I need to go digging. And I went digging and I found like my original music book of Fearless. Oh, like, you can get like the music book that's got like
the
notation. Yeah, I went and dug it out. I'm like, you know what? It's been a long time, baby. It's been a long time. I mean, she's just an incredible songwriter an artist in herself. Is there anything that you've learned from Taylor that really sticks with you?
All my songwriting from, you know, calling out boys' names, aka the Brandon song.
It's true. Yeah. We've heard that.
Oh, and just from, like, she can get really specific in her pop songs. I'm obsessed with that stuff.
I think that's where the real gold kicks in. I mean, people can write some pretty generic stuff, but when you get really specific with the lyrics and you put like a really quirky, different lyric down, that kind of gives it a bit of that taste, a little bit of zing.
Because like they might not know the song and what you're going through, but they can still relate to it somehow. And it can still be personal. I love that.
Yeah. You got a new song, by the way, that we should definitely play. It's called System, right?
Yes, it is called System.
I couldn't find the video clip for this. Is there a video clip online?
There is a music video coming out. It will be out next Friday, May 14.
Okay, so we've just got like the audio version on the website now.
But it is streaming on MTV this week, on MTV Hits, if you want to watch that.
What a flex!
What a flex!
What a flex! Can you believe he didn't lead with that? Oh yeah, I've got a new music video coming out soon. Oh yeah, it's coming out next Friday. Yeah, it's gonna be good. By the way, also it was on MTV. It's on MTV, guys. If you want to watch it on MTV,
I'm just gonna slip that in there a little bit.
Well, you have to. That's such a flex, dude. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
How does it feel like finally you can say, yeah, I've been on MTV?
Yeah, it's surreal. It's flipping surreal. It's insane.
Well, the song is called System. How'd this song come together?
So my producer and my bassist, actually, he's never produced in his life. His name's Daniel Ruffley, and we were working on songs during lockdown last year, and he sent me a song that sounded like Green Light by Lord, and next thing you know, we're here. We're here in a dark pop land, and I'm like, yep, this is where we're at.
Did you just say he had never produced a song before?
He's never produced... This is his first produced song.
What a right. flex. That what? Is another flex. The oh fact that Double this flexes. Is the first song he's produced
yep.
and it's coming out and sounding like this. That's incredible.
That's insane.
Right. Do you want to introduce your own song, or do you want me to do it so that you can hear someone say it?
Oh, I want to hear someone say it. Speak to me, Triana.
Here it is, the brand new song from Jackie. This is called System. You're on Joy 94.9. This is the sound of now. Jackie, dude, that is sick, man. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Kyle.
landing on MTV. Cool. I guys still can't work out what that smash sound effect is, because I don't think it's like a smashing glass sound effect. It sounds like it's pottery or something. I don't know if it's like a Greek kind of plate at a wedding, like the yeah. like when they smash it on the ground saying, or
like just it, huge, like we probably, it's big things. It's definitely not a plate.
Yeah. Oh, so you recorded those?
No. Those are all samples. Oh my gosh. Those
I was going to say. Oh,
if we record that, would be very, a lot of things to clean up.
And I dibs not being on cleanup duty. So last week down at the Workers Club in Fitzroy, I got to see Raria at her EP launch, friend of the show. She's just crushing it right now. And she played like, I'm going to say 5 or 6 songs that have not been released yet and that are still to come. And they're all just super in the pocket, right? Yeah. She's so comfortable when she's singing. She's right on it. She knows what she's doing. She's looking really comfortable on stage now,
yeah.
which is really reassuring. And I was saying, like, you know, I was there and I got to see this artist, Olive Amun, beforehand, and you were like, oh, I couldn't be there. I was playing my own show.
Okay, no. But for the record, I did want to. She's amazing. I love her new EP, Boys Who Broke My Heart, and Tried to Love You, her new song. Amazing. Amazing.
But what were you playing at the time?
I was playing an award show.
Did you win at the award show?
I did win at the award show.
Hell yeah. What are you? God, I
won for my song Lockdown Lover.
I should have. Okay, first of all, congratulations on that. What was the award? What did you win?
It was like best alumni work from my university.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, that's that kind of recognition. Do you get like, you know, put on the wall or something? Do they give you like a gold record to hang on the wall of like,
you know,
here
what?
All the people
they
who
have
done musical things?
They have this like plaque of like past students. I'm waiting for the plug. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Kidding, guys.
They totally should. They absolutely should.
Oh, my God.
So congratulations on the win.
Thank you very much.
For Lockdown Lover, which is a very sexy song. While you were off doing that and wowing the crowd, I was off seeing Raria and supporting her were quite a few acts. There was, I want to say, Sola is her name, Sky, who we've played on the show before as well, and Olive Amun. One of those is correct. And I've got to say, the performance had the same energy as, like, how can I describe this? It was like a band rehearsal that we were watching live. Like, it was, you know when you have a band rehearsal and it's just absolutely chaotic?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like that. Like, everyone was just having the best time.
I love that.
And I got to go and zone into that song. And that song has kind of had a bit of a moment. It got featured pretty high on Spotify's New Music Friday. Mm. I think it got a run on New Music Daily over on Apple Music. It's doing quite well. And now I'm very excited to bring it to you. Here it is. Olive Amun. The song is called Bad Dreams. He's a Melbourne guy. He's got this kind of like Dominic Fike / house key kind of sound.
Dominic Fike, yes.
Thinking to like it. Jackie has been co-hosting the show tonight. Mate, thank you so much for coming in.
No worries.
Great
thank
to
you
chat
so much
with
for having
you.
Me,
the
Triana.
New song is called System and the video clip is out next Friday. In the meantime, you can get the details about it on our website, joy.org.au/thesoundofnow. And it's been added to our Spotify playlist as well. So if you're on Spotify, you can go and check it out and stream the ever-loving out of it.
Thank you.
Are you on that Bandcamp thing as well?
I am on Bandcamp.
Okay, so I can't say why you'd go to Bandcamp, but I can say I feel like music fans know why you'd go to Bandcamp. You can get on the Bandcamp and support Jackie there.
Wink,
it'd be phenomenal.
Find the full playlist on the Joy website, joy.org.au/thesoundofnow.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation. Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.